Hey, Proverbs 25, verse 28. A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. What do you think of when you think of self-control? For most of us, it's a pretty boring topic. Who really likes the idea of controlling yourself? Saying no to all the fun things in life. It's more fun to lose your temper, to get upset, to yell when you're really mad. It's more fun to eat all the chips you want and watch TV until 3 a.m. The problem is, when we lack self-control, it can tell our lives down. Self-control is important to have because without it, we can destroy relationships. We can tear down trust. If we don't learn to control our actions and words, in the long run, it can lead us in a bad direction. That's why the Bible tells us about self-control. It's not because God is trying to stop us from having fun. Rather, it's because God wants good things for our lives. He doesn't want our relationship destroyed. He doesn't want us doing things we would later regret and pay for in life. So today, ask yourself if there's an area where you need to develop greater self-control. If you're prone to lose your temper, say unkind things, lose distraction, make noise in class, not doing teacher's homework. Always causing trouble. Ask God for helpful ideas on how you can control yourself. Developing self-control is one of the greatest things you can do for you and your future. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word this morning. Lord, I pray for your children that you give them self-control. I pray for them that whenever they are in need, they can run to you and ask for you for help. Because self-control is an important aspect in a growing child's life. But I pray you keep them focused. You keep them on track. You give them a changed behavior, a changed mindset, a renewed mindset to stay focused on you, to be diligent in their work, not to be a distraction in class, to focus, to be mindful and cautious that I have to be a good student. Help them to make the right kinds of friends that will lead them to you, God, and not tear them away from you. Season their mouth with words that will enlighten and not words that will tear down. Help them. Direct them to the kinds of music, to the kinds of movies that they watch, to the kinds of things that they do online, so that it doesn't corrupt their minds, but rather it improves them to stay on track with you. Help them to always go back to your word, to read the Bible, to listen to meditations, to the word of God, to worship music, to help them that their total entirety and environment is engulfed and surrounded by your presence. Lord, and praying. It's a brand new week. It's a brand new day. That your presence will not be far from them. That you will hold close to them and never let them go. For those who have made mistakes, God, you forgive them and bring them back to your kingdom. Forgive their sins. Wash them clean of all their transgressions. Embrace them into your arms. Help them to live a new life. Into a life of righteousness. Into a life of holiness. Into a life of peace. Into a life of quiet. Into a life of joy. Help them to have self-control in every areas of their lives. This we pray in Jesus' name.